This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, changes in the broadcasting business and stability in a silent religious order. But first, he has a lot of aliases, but Scott Heron's latest incarnation is as hip-hop producer Prefuse 73. He's done a lot of critically acclaimed work as a producer, but usually for other artists. Now he has a new album of his own. It's called Extinguished. He says his music and the name Prefuse 73 are tributes to the funk, jazz, and soul music that was around before the rise of fusion in the mid-70s.
That's sort of like the time in music where people were really like moving away from traditional formats and going into new territory, regardless of what people thought. And so when I first started the project, I was just like, well, there's a lot of, you know, traditional hip-hop, and I'm totally into that and have as much mutual respect for that as anything else, but I wanted to do my own thing.
You had another album out earlier this summer, One Word Extinguisher, and now you've released an extended play kind of taken from that. That's kind of an unusual thing to do, isn't it?
I think so. On the new record, I started out and I just wanted it to be an EP, and I was going to get some remixes from some other producers and just do the typical like sort of follow-up EP thing, but I ended up with all these outtakes. They run really short, but there's so many of them, so it ends up being like, I think, maybe 40 minutes or so of more nod-your-head type beats rather than these deep, more epic songs.
Well, pick something that we should play.
Okay, Sweet for the Way Things Change is the first track from the new record. I get really frantic, like when I'm working on things. I just want to switch stuff up and, you know, switch the time signatures up. Right when I get tired of something, I want to change it. You know, I'm never pleased if I hear something for too long. So I keep the movement flowing that way. I think it's just my impatience, my attention span.
You're a white guy, isn't that right?
Yeah, I'm a white guy.
And hip-hop is mostly a black form. Was it difficult for you to get into it?
No, I mean, I grew up in Atlanta, and hip-hop is what the first music I was introduced to. The boundaries that are set in other places, they weren't really set for me. And, you know, my heroes, like, historically, as far as hip-hop goes, like, through graffiti and everything, you know, everybody's been, like, from different cultures of their own, like, even if they were white dudes, black dudes, Latino dudes, Puerto Rican dudes, you know. I mean, I'm half Catalan. I don't know any other, like, half Catalan people from Spain making this kind of music, you know? So, I mean, it's kind of irrelevant.
So this cut is called Vikings Invade the Mediterranean But Don't Leave, which is kind of where I wanted to go with the next question. Your father is from Spain, and you're living there now. How does this music do in Europe? How do people react to your particular hip-hop and hip-hop in general?
Spain has a history distribution-wise where they don't necessarily get everything that the rest of Europe gets. But, you know, if there's a show, people are definitely interested, and it's kind of exciting because it's new, and there's like people like making an effort to go to these shows and pay the ridiculous amount of money they're charging people to pay. But it's cool, you know, that there's actually an interest there. And as far as my kind of hip hop, the stuff that I make, I mean, it's as long as it's presented to them, it's been so far so good.
Are you going to come back to the States again sometime, Scott, and make music here?
Yeah, I mean, I make music there, I make music here, I do other projects, but there's good things about making music in both places, you know. It's like a complete polar opposite environment, politically, everything. It just really makes a difference.
Scott Heron, also known as Prefuse 73, his new album is called Extinguished. Scott, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.